Have you ever been in the situation? Okay, I know you have, right? You're out surfing. It's a nice day. You know, you're catching a few waves. You're missing some. Like, it's not bad. It's nice out, right? It's not the most amazing perfect session, but it's pretty good. And you're sitting there kind of during a lull, hanging out, enjoying your time. And all of a sudden, someone, another surfer, comes out of nowhere, you know, paddling out to the lineup and goes and sits at a spot that you haven't even seen a wave break at for 15 minutes or whenever it was. And right as they get there, the swell comes in and the most amazing set wave forms literally right at the spot that they got to that nobody else is sitting at. And here they go, they paddle for this wave, and they literally catch the wave of the day. And you're sitting there wondering, like, where the fuck did that come from? How did this person even know that that was going to happen? Right? Okay, are you shaking your head? Are you agreeing with me? Have you experienced this before? I know that I have. Okay, I'm literally feeling FOMO just like thinking of that visual, right? So in this episode, I'm going to tell you what you can do to become that surfer in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Add 10 minutes to every session doing this one thing. And not only will you guaranteed 100% absolutely become a better surfer in just 10 minutes, but you will actually have a chance to be that person, that surfer, who comes out of nowhere, catches the best wave of the day. Hey lady, welcome to Confessions of a Surf Lady, a podcast by the Surf Society. For so long, women have been misrepresented by the surf industry, only highlighting a narrow and exclusive version of who a surf lady can be. But you and I both know that there is so much more to women surfing than that. This podcast right here is a place to tell our story, how we want to tell it. At Confessions of a Surf Lady, you'll meet everyday surf ladies doing amazing things in their local communities, as well as pros, world champs, big wave riders, and badass living legends from women's surf history, all sharing their stoke on this blossoming global women's surf culture. What's even more special, though, is that you, yes you, will get a chance to participate in the conversation by leaving me your confessions. I'm your host, Laura Day. Think of me as your new favorite surf sister, connecting you to your beautiful global women's surf community, helping you boost your confidence before you head out for your next surf, and even dropping a few surf tips from the Surf Society along the way. If you want to stay connected with me, find me on Instagram. That's at Confessions of a Surf Lady. Kind of use that like my personal account. And then go ahead and follow at Surf Society. That's S-U-R-F-S-O-C-I-E-T-E. There, you'll find a handful of free resources to help you through your surfing journey. All right, lady, thanks again for joining me here at Confessions of a Surf Lady, where we're cultivating a global women surf culture through thoughtful conversation. Let's get to our episode, yeah? Okay, so how in the world do some people paddle out and literally catch the wave of the day? They see the exact spot that they need to be to catch that best wave. How do they do that? Well, a lot of times, obviously, these surfers are very, very good surfers, right? And sometimes when I see that happening, or when I used to see that happening, I would very much feel like there's something they know that I don't know. I do still feel like that in the lineup sometimes when I see really good surfers doing things that I still don't really understand. That kind of has a tendency to create like this separation between yourself or us and them. And when I talk about them, I'm talking about people who probably grew up in surfing, who probably grew up surrounded by generations of surfing or family that surfed. Maybe they have a dad or an uncle or a grandfather or a mother who surfed, and maybe they even have a shaper in their family. You know, it makes me think like how much generational information got passed down to them over all these years. And the thing is, if you got started surfing later in life compared to other people who have grown up in these environments, it's easy to feel like you've missed out on all this like information. You've missed out on your chance to become this really good surfer. I mean, and that never feels good. Like, it doesn't even feel fair, right? What I often see is that a lot of women surfers will even downplay their own surfing abilities because you feel like you can't reach this potential and you feel like you can't get to this level of surfing. It's very frustrating and it feels like almost like untouchable and just reserved for people who grew up in surfing, right? So I'm going to turn this around though, because here is the thing. There is something very, very special about picking up surfing and choosing it as your own activity in whatever stage of life that you chose surfing in. Because I think most of my listeners are probably women who didn't grow up in surfing, right? So there's something so special about you finding it on your own. There's something so special about you making it a part of your life and it never being handed to you. So I really want you to celebrate that. And in that sense, you also deserve to have access to that same information that will let you thrive as a surfer, that will let you reach your potential, that will let you become that person who's paddling out for that set wave. You absolutely deserve that. And let's take it a step further. We're all natural creatures. We are all craving and wanting to be a part of nature. And this is a big reason why we surf. And all of us have the right to have access to develop those like instinctive ties to our natural environment. Develop this relationship with surfing and this relationship with our break that maybe other people who are really, really good at surfing have had decades to develop, have had that generational knowledge. You absolutely deserve to have access to that too. And I feel you, girl. Like, I am probably living a very similar story to you. I started surfing in my 20s. It was a hobby that I picked up all on my own when I moved to San Diego. I'd always been attracted and interested to it, but I had never had any family members or knew anybody that surfed at all. And maybe, you know, 10 years into surfing and more recently, I've been more interested in pushing my surf skills, doing things like getting on the nose, hanging five, or just surfing like these other surfers that I see a lot on Instagram that are so attuned to their surroundings. I've been so inspired to follow this journey. And this is like a huge motivation of why I started the Surf Society, because I haven't had access to this information and I wanted to go out there and find it. And through that, I learned that there's a lot of women that feel the same way. So I really realized that the only thing truly that's separating me from becoming a better surfer and surfing like the people I'm inspired by is obviously time, but a big part of it is information and education. I'm literally just missing the information that I need. One of the main things that I've always heard about surfing, since before there was YouTube, Instagram, any of that stuff, I've always been told that you should be spending time at least 10 minutes before you go in the water, just watching the waves and just watching the break. The thing is, like, I'd heard this before, but I literally never even knew what you're supposed to look for. I had no idea. So when I created the Surf Society, which is our digital women's surf community where we get together to learn more, surf better, and live happy, I was so inspired to include what to look for when you get out to the break. And what I've learned is literally all it takes is 10 minutes in your surf routine, spending time reading the break so that you can become a better surfer and also develop your relationship with surfing, your relationship with nature, and your relationship with your home break. So inside the Surf Society, what we've done is we've created an 8-point checklist on how to have your most productive surf session possible. And this is a checklist that you can spend 10 minutes with before you go out and surf. I've interviewed and worked with a handful of coaches and consulted with different online resources. And here are the 8 things that you want to cover in those 10 minutes. So before you paddle out, you want to look at the waves. This one is usually the most obvious thing. We are all usually looking at the waves, but you want to look at the size, look at the shape, and kind of determine how comfortable you are with those waves. You also want to consider the swell. What direction is it coming from? How big is it? How often are the sets coming in? All this information is going to help you decide where you want to be in the lineup. It's also going to keep you safe and it's going to help you catch more waves. Tides is number 3. You should know whether the tide is coming in or going out. Really, really important for things like rip tides. Also, throughout your session, conditions are going to change and tides are going to be one of those contributing factors that changes your conditions quicker than anything else. Winds come next. Do you have glassy conditions? Do you have onshore? Do you have offshore? How is that helping the wave or degrading the wave? So important for safety, you want to pay attention to currents. That's our 5th one. Where are the rip currents? Is there a rip tide? Or is there an undertow? This is going to be a moment where you can assess the conditions and make sure you know your entry plan and your exit plan. This is so important. And how can you use the currents to help you enter or exit the water? Next, number 7 is the people. How many people are out there? Who's surfing really good? Who's ditching their board? This is, again, another lesson in safety. But also, if you watch the people, you'll be able to see how really good surfers are surfing that break and learn from them. And then last one, number 8, probably most important one, are the dangers. So any kind of land masses, rocks, sea life, jellyfish, stingrays. What are the dangers out there and how are you going to deal with them if anything happens? So that is your 8-point checklist. Waves, swell, sets, tides, winds, currents, people, and dangers. So what we're doing inside the Surf Society is creating a series of lessons for you to learn all of this, everything that you need to know, so that you can create your own Read the Break ritual, your own 10-minute ritual that is going to help you become a better surfer. And if you need more help, I also included 50 questions. So a couple questions for each one to get you started. So if you're standing on the shore and you like don't, you know, you need to look at the waves, but you don't know what exactly to look for, there are a handful of questions that can help you kind of get that conversation started in your mind. What I also love about this practice is that it allows you to set the best expectations for your session. Right? It allows you to know what you can work on that day to move toward your goals. It also allows you to stay away from setting the wrong expectations. So you might be like, hey, I really want to work on my cross step today, but the conditions just might not allow you to do that. So knowing this information and taking those 10 minutes not only allow you to become a better surfer, but it allows you to not take it personal, not put that expectation on you because the conditions just didn't provide you with what you needed today. But the most important thing, the thing that I think is most important, is that this 10 minutes and going through this checklist allows you to develop a relationship with your home break and develop that natural intuition that honestly we've all been separated from because of modern day living. I think that's the most beautiful thing. The most beautiful thing about surfing and the most beautiful thing about putting a practice such as 10 extra minutes into your surf ritual. And then one day, after you've acquired the surf intuition and this knowledge, you get to be the person that paddles out and knows exactly where that wave is breaking. You get to be that person on the set wave of the day. Doesn't that fucking sound awesome? Like, just because you weren't born into surfing royalty doesn't mean that you don't have the potential to be an amazing surfer. Sometimes all you need is a little bit of information and just 10 extra minutes that you invest into yourself. Okay, so I told you the checklist and what to focus on in those 10 minutes before you paddle out. But there's a lot more information than we can really cover in a 20-minute episode. So if you really liked what I had to share today, there are a few ways that you can learn more. Inside our Surf Society platform, this is actually an entire lesson. It has 11 videos that are really great and super easy to follow. They explain every single point on the checklist and give you examples on how to look for them at your local break. I also included a series of questions so that if you're out there at the break and you don't know how to get started, all you have to do is pull up these questions and they help you kind of follow the prompt to look for the information that we want to gather in these 10 minutes. I wanted to make this lesson as easy to follow and as practical for you so that you can start using this information, reading the break, spending those 10 extra minutes, and catching more waves right away. So to be able to access these lessons, you have a couple options. Number one, which is the best one, is to join us inside the Surf Society membership. You've heard me talk about the Surf Society before. It's our unique digital women's platform. It's not just about learning more, surfing better, and living happy, but it's about doing it together as a sisterhood. So this lesson as a member is right there in the membership, and you can click right on it and you can get right to it once you become a member. But I have created another way for you to access this essential lesson. I've also created this as a separate lesson. So if you are not sure yet about the membership, you're not sure if you want to join yet, or maybe, you know, you want to just kind of learn exactly what we've talked about, you can hop on and just purchase this lesson alone. And it's only $17. I mean, $17 to start giving you the information that you need to self-educate and become the best surfer that you can in every one of your sessions. That is so priceless. I mean, like in California, that's less than your cup of coffee and your brunch after surf. It's probably half, half of that these days. So yeah, so for just $17, you can hop onto our platform. You can buy these lessons. You can watch them. You'll have lifetime access to them. You can head to your break and start applying these principles right away and start learning. So it's up to you how involved you want to be in the Surf Society. If you want to become a member, click the link in the show notes. And if you want to just purchase this lesson, same thing. I will have a link there for it. In both scenarios, you're going to click that link. You're going to create an account, and then it's going to log you right into the platform and you'll start learning right away. And that's as easy as it is. All right. So leaving this podcast episode, I want you to start investing 10 minutes, just 10 extra minutes in every single surf session before your paddle out. Take the time to read the break. Consider our checklist: waves, swell, sets, winds, tides, currents, people, and dangers. And then if you need help and you want to take full advantage of those 10 minutes, either come and join us as a member at the Surf Society, which not only comes with these lessons, special events, and an amazing community, or just buy the Read the Break lessons. So for $17, go ahead and start learning and start applying this and make those 10 minutes the most valuable 10 minutes that you can. I will be so stoked for you if you take advantage of either of those options, because it's going to allow you to have the knowledge that you need to choose the right breaks to surf, the right time to surf, and know where to paddle out, know how to catch more waves, and have more fun in every single session. You'll also be able to observe any potential dangers out there and keep yourself safe, which is more important than anything else. But you'll also be able to create a ritual that's going to allow you to build a relationship with your break and with the ocean. And I personally think that's the most beautiful part of this. Without investing that 10 minutes or a little bit of money into your surf education, you won't be able to develop that relationship with the ocean as strongly as you can. And you'll improve your surfing much slower without that information. You'll continue to paddle out at random times, random conditions, and you might not understand why it's not working for you. You might even accidentally misplace that fault on you. When it's not you, it's the conditions. And all you needed was this information, your 8-point checklist. so that you could be the person catching the wave of the day. All right, lady, we've come to the end of the episode, but not the end of the conversation. After listening, I hope that you feel represented, empowered, and even better connected to your surf sisters in our beautiful Surf Lady community. Let's stay connected before our next episode, and you can do that by following me on Instagram. Find me at Confessions of a Surf Lady, and then don't forget to follow at Surf Society as well. You can also join our Shaka Social Open House inside our Surf Society platform. Head to surfsociety.com/Shaka. I can't wait to see you in there. I will put all those links in the show notes for you. Thank you so much for bringing your unique and beautiful self to our lineup at Confessions of a Surf Lady. I'll see you on our next episode. Your host, Laura Day.